We are exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour. You know, I've lived in this town for 20 plus years, and as important a council meeting as I've ever seen happened last night, with important stuff being taken care of, to explain exactly what went on. If you didn't know, if you were asleep last night for some reason, the council approved an economic assistance program, providing really a lifeline to Laguna residents and retail and restaurants and bars. To explain it to us this morning, we are fortunate to have our mayor with us, Mayor Bob Whalen. Thank you for coming in, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Ed. We're a little bit off cycle today, but I'm glad you reached out. Happy to spend a little time talking about this.
I appreciate your time. Thank you. There's a lot to digest here. A lot went on last night. The council approved $850,000 as part of a grant program called Laguna Beach Cares. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, so there's we can walk through this. It's really a three-part program that came together last night. You know, I called this as a special meeting. It was the only item on the agenda. It was an urgent item I thought we had to deal with before the end of the year. So we approved, first part of the package, as you say, was for businesses. So, you know, they've been hit hard twice now through this pandemic. So what we did is, and we tried to keep it simple, we want to get the money out quickly. So restaurants are eligible for $5,000 each. Retailers that have been ordered closed, like hair salons, nail salons, fitness, you know, gym and fitness centers, are eligible for $3,000. And other retailers who have been reduced to 20% capacity and obviously hit by the, you know, the people staying home, can get a $2,000 grant. So five, three, and two.
Okay. All right. And it's a first come, first served basis?
It's first come, first serve, but we spent some time, you know, our assistant city manager, Sheree Dupuy, worked hard on this with me. And basically, there's enough money in there for all the restaurants. There's about 122 restaurants in town. If everybody shows up, they're going to get their $5,000. Right. And the retailers, there's obviously enough money for the closed retailers. And then, yeah, the other retailers, first come, first serve. It opens this morning. You can go to the city website, simple one-page application. So start lining up.
Right. And it started a half an hour ago. So 30 minutes ago, the city's website started accepting applications.
Right. We're up and running.
Can you explain the $300,000 in matching funds for residents and employees? What's that process going to be like, and what are the qualifications there?
Yeah, I want to give some thanks to council members Weiss and Eisman, who said, look, if we're doing this package for businesses, we our residents are hurting as well. And I shared with them that, back in the spring, we had some local residents through the Laguna Beach Community Foundation put together private donations, almost $500,000, that then were passed out through the Boys and Girls Club to needy families and employees in Laguna Beach who'd lost jobs. Just a lot of need out there. So I'd been talking with them about reviving that, and so what we did was we said, well, let's do a matching grant. So the city will give $300,000 as a matching grant. So anybody, and the details on this will come out today, I've got a call later this morning, but anybody who wants to be a part of that matching grant program, give a donation over to the Laguna Beach Community Foundation for COVID relief.
Okay. And is the schedule the same for the matching grant? Do they have until January 5th?
No, that'll be a longer term. I think we're going to set those logistics up. I think, it'll be sometime later than that in January. We have to, Boys and Girls Club, I think, is going to help administer it. So probably the applications will go through them starting after the first of the year.
Okay. And with the Laguna Beach Cares program, checks can be issued as early as January 8th, correct?
Yeah, we're hoping that for all the applications submitted by January 5th, we want to cut the checks January 8th. Then if there's money left over that hasn't been claimed, we'll extend the application deadline out to January 19. But I'm guessing a lot of it's going to be gone on January 8th with the demand out there for it and the need for it.
Okay. I want to circle back around to this in just a couple of seconds, but I want to also address, you signed a letter supporting Sheriff Don Barnes' challenge to a judge's order to reduce the inmate population at the county jail, looking to transfer half the jail population out of a group living areas after the judge concluded that Barnes had failed to protect those medically vulnerable. And we all know that a 69-year-old inmate died on Friday of COVID. Let me frame my question this way, if I can. We know that Sheriff Barnes has openly defied the enforcement of masking. Judge Wilson, in his 32-page ruling, wrote that Barnes's deliberate indifference to the substantial risk of serious harm to medically vulnerable people violated their rights. So he wasn't looking to release 1,800 people. He was looking to relocate the 1,800. So my question to you is this a case where he could have complied by reassigning inmates to other facilities or even work to improve the conditions there at the jail, but instead he used his position to threaten public safety?
Well, the view we have, and first of all, you know, I think as we I've talked to some people, we're not taking a position on whether the sheriff has, you know, provided a safe environment or not. He needs to do that. That's an obligation the county has, period. The judge has that right. What we're focused on is we do not want, I mean, if they want to relocate them to other facilities, no problem. What we're focused on and the other cities are focused on is don't release them.
Right.
That's not the right solution, to release 1,000 people back into our communities, you know, by January 8th. So that's really the focus of the cities that are joining into the amicus, Ed.
Right. So I think the letter should be to both parties. Hey, let's work this out to where we're relocating and not releasing. I think that there's an answer there. There's a way to solve that problem.
I think so too. And number one, you've got to do everything you can. State has had the same problem with prisons. You've got to find a solution that keeps inmates safe from COVID. You know, if that's single cells, you've got to find, you know, put up temporary. Put up a fence and put up some temporary tents or something. There's a solution there without just releasing people, which of course would be the ultimate hammer. So I think I agree with you.
Okay. And last night, another one that this is another tough balancing act here. Last night there was a clarification on eating outdoors. My question is the order, the statewide order is no outdoor dining, period. But we've chosen to water that down a little bit. And considering the fact that we've seen almost 6,000 cases just since Monday here in Orange County, Laguna Beach itself, here in town, we've had 100 cases in 21 days, exactly 21 days today, 100 cases. Drawing the line at now not allowing table service, is that really making us safer?
You know, what's going to make us safest of all, and you just read the stories every day in the newspaper, right? I just read another one. People are still going out to malls. People are still, rubbing shoulder to shoulder. People need to stay home more than they're staying home. But I think, if you come pick up food at a restaurant, you can sit out and you can take it. If there's a seat outside, you can sit in that seat. All of that's required to be socially distanced. All of it's required to be sanitized. I guess what we decided was, look, whether you take your takeout and walk down the street and sit on the city bench or sit outside isn't much different. And the restaurants really wanted to, and look, at the cities around us, they're still serving outside. Laguna is, we're the exception. We're the most conservative in the county in terms of enforcement. But I wish everybody would just say, I'm going to stay home for a few days.
Right. Just a few days. Right. You know, even let's just start early. You know? Just start with one day and then maybe work that up to two. Yeah, I understand. And I certainly appreciate the position that you and the council find yourselves in. Let me circle back to some forward thinking that I witnessed last night during the meeting and the presentation of Laguna Beach Cares. And it gave me really a true sense of community and the city working together with the citizens and the business. And tell me a little bit about the new Laguna Beach Business Assistance Services Program.
Well, we hired a consultant to assist with the one-on-one. Will assist the businesses. There's some opportunities coming up in January. There's going to be a little bit of county money, not much. There's going to be some statewide grant of $500 million, and then there's the new congressional money. And what we found last time was, some of our bigger, more sophisticated businesses were able to get through and get assistance, get PPP loans, but a lot of the smaller businesses just didn't have the capacity. You know, they couldn't hire a lawyer. They couldn't, you know, hire accountants to process stuff. So we've got a firm that had tremendous success working in a small city up in the Bay Area. First go around, and Townsend and Associates, we work with them on some of our lobbying efforts. So we've hired them, and they're going to be available the next 3 months to assist our businesses to hopefully get some state and federal money in here. What we did last night, as you said, was a lifeline. They're going to need a lot more assistance before we get, you know, back through this thing. The other thing, the last piece we did last night, though, I had the third piece. So we did the business piece. We did, you know, we did the business piece. We did the residence matching grant program through the Community Foundation. But also, you know, we annually give out about $250,000 to nonprofits in the communities. We call them community assistance grants. And that is funded every year by money from the Festival of the Arts, Pageant of the Masters. Well, they were closed this summer, as everybody knows, so they're wasn't going to be $250,000 this year for nonprofits in our community, of which there are, you know, well over 100. So the final piece of the plan last night, council said we'll fund the 250 this year out of the city reserve. We'll move the process up from June into the early spring and, you know, see if we can get some of our nonprofits energized as well.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's again, as I mentioned, leading into that question, that's forward thinking and a true sense of community and the city working together with everyone in the community.
Well, we live in a special place, and you know, we're a small community. A lot of our business owners are residents. You know, a lot of our local artists are in our nonprofits. It's just a community that supports one another. City wanted to be a part of that solution, part of that assistance, and really we're happy we're able to be in a position to do it. It was some prudent budgeting over the years that gave us the extra reserve money, and you know, when it rains, that's when you use your rainy day fund, and I think we all know it's not only raining, it's pouring out there for a lot of people.
Well, on behalf of, I'm sure, some very appreciative retailers and restaurant and bar owners and citizens that are going to be helped by this, pass along our thanks to the city manager and, of course, the assistant city manager, Sheree, and thanks to the council and to you, sir.
Thank you, Ed. Have a wonderful holiday, and take a little time off.
I will now. I think I'll go home right after this. Mayor Whalen, I look forward to speaking to you in the new year. You have a great, great holiday.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise. Thank you. Take care.